You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
The security budget for the 2010 Vancouver Winter Olympics is estimated at $1 billion. The security force was recently thought to be composed of 7,000 police, 5,000 private security officers, and 4,500 members of the Canadian Armed Forces. It has been recognized as the largest peacetime security operation in Canadian history, and domestic protest was listed as its number one security threat. Numerous protests and actions organized to coincide with the Games have been staged for over a week since the official start of the Olympics, and we are joined today by Peggy Lee. She is a member of the Olympic Resistance Network Legal Committee, and she has been a legal observer during some of the actions this week. Hello, Peggy.
Hi there.
Now, on the day of the opening ceremonies, the torch came through many parts of Vancouver, and protests attempted to stop it on its route. What actions did the police take at these demonstrations?
In the morning protests, that when they came through the downtown east side at Victory Square and also through Commercial Drive, I had reports from the Orne legal observers on the ground about the large police presence in both the bicycle police and the uniformed police that were on the ground. And there were other but yet unconfirmed reports of undercover police just running in and out of crowds.
All right. Now, later that day, there was a protest attended by, according to some estimates, as many as 3,000 people. What kind of police actions occurred there?
We saw a very large mobilization of state forces. From the beginning, as people were rallying down the street with their banners, just shouting slogans, there was large amounts of riot cops that were blocking off sections of the street. When they came to the end near the BC Place, there were four lines of riot police. Behind, it was also reinforced by several lines of mounted police. So there was an excessive use of state forces when protesters just wanted to make their dissent heard and make their concerns heard about the various social and economic injustices that the Olympic Games have brought to our province.
The next day, which was last Saturday, there was another protest, and much of the media seems to have reported a fair bit on the property destruction that took place. But we have not heard much about what the police did that day. Can you tell us about the police actions last Saturday?
Yes, we witnessed numerous incidents where police used excessive force to arrest and detain people. We had our own Orne legal observer team that was accompanying the protest from its beginning to where it had spread out in different parts of downtown. What we witnessed was heavily armed riot cops with both shields, batons, and what I understand to be military-level rifles with, I think they're called carbine 16 or 18, I don't know the exact name, that had visible live ammunition. So we saw numerous intimidation tactics where groups were divided up. Several people were arrested, including people that may not have been involved in any protests at all. And what we did witness were, with each arrest, an excessive use of police force, oftentimes because our legal observers were marked with green hats. We were pushed off to the side so that we could not be close enough to get a close witness of the arrest incident.
Was there any sense that the undercover police were trying to infiltrate the groups in any way?
Yes, absolutely. On both the day of the opening ceremony at the afternoon and also the day on Saturday for the heart attack protest, there were reports of undercover police. I myself was an observer near the front lines at the standoff at BC Place, where there was a a undercover police near the front line that was pushing and shoving the crowds. He had a camera and was posing as a journalist. He had then, and this has been documented by independent media, he then, after being asked several times and refusing to show us a press pass, he then was retaken back into the police lines.
Now, what about the police tactics on that day? What did they do to try and contain or divide the crowd?
On the day of the 13th, there was a lot of pushing people, just so people were stuck at that intersection the day of the 12th. Everybody was stuck at the intersection near the opening ceremonies, near outside of BC Place. On the 13th, what they did was a divide tactic where they had pushed the protest and divided it up into quarters on each side of the sidewalk. And then they would, in those instances, certain arrests were made. People then disbanded, and they would follow people and try to pick people up in the back alleys. Furthermore, there was a group of dancing and singing protesters, and I was observing this, and also illegally arrested for about 30 minutes, meaning that they kept us in a space and did not allow us to move and did not give us a reason for why they were holding us on the sidewalk. This was at the Robson and Jervis Junction, where there was a number of heavily armed riot police. There were bicycle police and also other uniformed police and a number of heavily armed police vehicles that were facing a small group of about 30 to 50 unarmed protesters that were singing and dancing.
And in total, how many people were arrested last Saturday?
Last Saturday, according to our numbers, there were a number of people that had called in arrests that were later released. So I think we had a number of about 13 to 15. There were a few that were not further confirmed. And to date, to our records, we have about 6 people with pending charges. Another concern is that the immigration police is involved in a number of these arrests, making those that are not Canadian citizens particularly vulnerable. And this included people that were coming in and across the border. So apart from things that were happening here, even being able to access Olympic protests or returning from Olympic protests, some people have been confronted with state repression.
Of the 13 who were arrested, were they involved, to your knowledge, in any sort of violence or activity?
There was no violence against any other individuals. What people have, the mainstream media has routinely addressed as violence is their expression of dissent against corporations and damage to corporate property. To my knowledge, none of the people were involved in any such thing as physical violence towards any other person, including that there were one or two people that weren't even involved in the protests at all. For example, one individual had just seen us walking down and had joined us to take photographs and was arrested. He was a young Indigenous youth who was wearing black that day.
Now, this week, a group established a tent village on Hastings on an empty lot. What kind of police attention has this this action been receiving?
They have been there has been regular patrolling and attempts by both uniformed and undercover police and the CBSA to enter and harass the groups that are making their statement known about the state of homelessness in Vancouver and in our province. It has raised a number of concerns in the fact that this is intensifying the already strong police presence in the downtown east side that has always targeted urban poor populations. So downtown east side community residents have always complained of excessive policing in their neighborhood, And with this going on, it's further intensified that form of repression.
And what do you see happening in the next few weeks? Do you see a continuation of this sort of security presence?
Yes, we are deeply concerned about the excessive presence of police forces throughout the city, particularly in the downtown, in the city core, but also throughout the transportation corridors, and also at the borders, in the numerous people that were entering and leaving that had any association with protest activities or not, even partners of people, were being stopped and questioned. So we are really concerned about these kinds of state tactics, which will quell any source, any kind of expression of dissent in Canada.
Well, thanks for updating us on the security issue today, Peggy.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Peggy Lee. She is a legal observer and member of the Olympic Resistance Network Legal Committee. For more information on the Olympic Resistance Network, or to read about your rights in the context of protests coinciding with the Olympics, you can visit olympicresistance.net.